Rejoice by Karen Kingsbury with Gary Smalley. The swim party seemed like a great idea, the perfect ending to a perfect summer. Brooke Baxter West's partner at the pediatric office had a daughter Maddie's age, and to celebrate her birthday, the family had invited 10 kids and their parents for an afternoon in their backyard pool. For 2 weeks, the girls had talked about it nonstop, seeking out Brooke each morning and tugging on her arm, "Mommy, when's the swim party?" But 2 days before the big event, another doctor at the office had received word from California that his aging grandmother had only days to live. Before he caught an emergency flight, he'd asked Brooke if she'd take his on-call duty for the weekend.
"You're my last hope," he told her. "My family needs me."
Brooke hated being on call when she had plans to spend an afternoon with her girls, but other than the swim party, the weekend was open, and she could take the pager with her. The chances of getting a Saturday afternoon call were fairly slim. Saturday evening, yes, but not Saturday afternoon. Now the big day was here, and Brooke was having doubts. She should have called around, found someone else to take the doctor's on-call duty. Her kids wanted her at the party, and if a call came in, she'd miss the summer's last hurrah. Brooke slipped a pair of shorts on over her swimsuit. She was raising the zipper when she heard Peter's voice downstairs.
"Hurry up, let's go."
Frustration rang in his voice.
"The party starts in 10 minutes.
Brooke rolled her eyes and grabbed her bag, the one with the life jackets and sunscreen. What was wrong with him? He was constantly grouchy. The two of them hadn't had a normal conversation in weeks. Their home was so tense, even little Haley had noticed it.
"Is Daddy mad at you, Mommy?"
she'd asked earlier that week.
Brooke had mumbled something about Daddy being tired.